Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Wow. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. And by the way, the reason I'm clearing my throat and I sound so strange coming right out of the gate this morning is, you know, we interviewed those guys a while ago with this company called Clear, spelled with an X, Clear. And Clear has this nose spray, if you will, or whatever it's called. And I'm telling you right now, man, you put that stuff in your nose and it'll clear you out, but it'll also gum up your throat a little bit. So the recommendation is not to use this spray right before you go on the radio. Anyway, strange stuff, but there you have it, just so you guys kind of have an explanation of that. I know, very weird, but I'm not like one of those broadcasters that are polished and perfect and everything's just, you know, they've got delays that you can put on radio stations, and then, you know, when I cough and, and do this and that, you know, all you got to do is just kind of press a button and dump the delay, and it can take out all that stuff and just sound perfect on the air. We don't do all that because we don't have delays. You know what? You're getting us raw, real radio as it really is. And since there's no delay, I mean, if I want to mute my mic and cough, I can do that, but it'll just be dead air while I do. So, like this. See, I just coughed, but I'm gone because it's real time, right? With the delay, you can cough and do all that thing, and you just dump your delay, and people don't know the difference. And then you let the delay grow back up again and all that. Anyway, complicated, but there you have it. All right, news the networks refused to use from yesterday. The recap starts now. We talked about this journalist, Peter Schweizer, has a new book out now called Red Handed. And the book really talks about how American elites get rich helping China win. And then they specifically talk about the Biden family, Hunter and Joe and crew, received around $31 million from individuals linked directly to the highest levels of the Chinese intelligence apparatus. Now, really, that borders on treason stuff, folks, but the sad thing is no one's even looking into it. The mainstream press too busy covering up for Joe, including the Republican side of the aisle, I might add. And what they're talking about is, oh, my gosh, Joe called somebody an SOB, and they're going to talk about that, not about treason, not about taking big money compromised as vice president back in the day under Biden, and then president now, Hunter, all in the mix, filthy lucre tied to communist Chinese intelligence, serious, serious crimes, serious allegations by the journalist Peter Schweizer and others. And all I'm telling you is we're doing nothing about it. We don't care. In my opinion, it's a national security crisis of epic proportion, but of course, they're not going to do a thing. The American Federation of Teachers. Yeah, this is the second largest teachers union in the nation. Believe it or not, it's rolling out a nationwide partnership with a, quote, news literacy tool called NewsGuard. And they say the goal is to protect and to champion legitimate journalism and fact-based reporting. It's a lie. These are the people that want to call the parents terrorists, right? Domestic threat terrorists. And now they want to run their own partnership news organization to literally shut down news like me and anybody else who tells you the truth, any truth tellers, and promote the mainstream dishonest press who double down in favor of teachers' unions calling parents domestic threats and terrorists, right? So while Biden's in bed with the communist Chinese, while we're about to possibly insert ourselves into the middle of a war with Russia and Ukraine, And while the teachers' unions are calling Americans domestic terrorists, Ron Paul is wisely pointing out, forget the Russians. It's the Federal Reserve. And whether it's the mainstream media, the CIA, the FBI, or now the Federal Reserve, more and more Americans are waking up to the fact that, hey, the elite, right, the swamp, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, hey, Americans are waking up to the fact that the deep state and that deep state in America and its interests around the world have nothing to do with American liberty, ladies and gentlemen. The Fed needs to get out of the business of monetary policy yesterday. But, of course, they won't. The criminals won't. The Republicans will double down in defense of the Federal Reserve dishonestly, immorally, unconstitutionally, just as the Democrats will. That's why it's not a left-right Democrat-Republican divide. It's a us against the deep state reality check. We talked about the stock market crash. I called it a triple whammy. Explains why stocks are down sharply in the nation. Inflation, stagflation is one item. The next one is the Fed will increase interest rates and threatening to do so as early as March. And the third one is threat of war. You got it. We talked about U.S. steps up effort to, quote, counter Russia-Ukraine threats. Russia-Ukraine, quote, U.S. orders 8,500 troops to be on heightened alert. Shame on them for that. We need to stay out of foreign entanglements like the plague, ladies and gentlemen. Another conspiracy confirmed, by the way, how the plunge protection team rigs the stock market. And really the markets at large, not just the stock market, but how the pledge protection team rigs the market. James Corbett report on that one. On August 31, 2019 is when he put out that report. I just briefed you on it now because it's so relevant as the stock market's been tanking all week, but the government continues to put filthy lucre, dishonest fiat currency money backing, protecting the stock market from the rout that would happen if they didn't do so. We also talked about the fact that the IRS will soon require taxpayers to submit a scan of their face in order to access certain features and tax records on their website. The change, they say, will force users to sign in to the IRS website through an account with a third-party firm called ID.me, and provide a government identification document along with their photo, and then they say alongside a selfie to verify their identity. That's according to the IRS website. Now, here's the problem with all that. The IRS literally has been guilty of and a victim to some degree of IRS hacked. Thieves steal personal information of 100,000 plus people. The question is, was your information stolen? You probably don't even know, do you? Now, they also say a scandal is brewing at the IRS. Katie Pavlik at townhall.com with this piece. Confidential tax information belonging to hundreds of Americans who happen to be some of the richest in the country has been released and published. They don't know if it was an inside leak or a hack or what caused that. So I got two stories about the IRS being hacked, 100,000 plus Americans, and then unique wealthy Americans and their information being hacked. I don't know if you know, but it's illegal for the IRS to expose confidential tax information to the public, but they've done it. I gave you two examples right now, and now they want to add more personal data to their database via some third-party, untrusted, unknown thugocracy group. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to shut down the IRS. It's time to audit and abolish the Federal Reserve. Until we get these fundamental changes underway and complete in America, you will have the deep state against the people, and it will eventually lead to a war. Right now, it's a war of words. Right now, it's a war of ideologies. Right now, it's a culture war. You might call it a cold war, a soft war, but they're fixing to take it hot and make it hard. I don't want that. I'm not calling for that. I'm warning against that. in hopes to avoid that, right? How much does the average American make, by the way? While these rich cats in the deep state get millions, you and I, well, Ivy League students, according to USA, think it's six figures for everybody, but it's less than half, or it's about half that. $51,000 is how much the average American makes. You say, Sam, when I dig in, it's a lot more than that. Well, that's because you got to understand the difference between a medium income or median income and the average and household versus worker versus, okay, it's complicated. But the average worker in America makes about $51,000. And I submit to you that if you take out the high, the rich cats, take out the low, the masses, you'll find the number will even change further. We talked about Wheels, the little roadster that leaves a smile. Yeah, Miatas, people are loving them. But I mentioned to you that while those who have a lot of money play with these affordability cars they claim, you can get a Miata for about 29 grand now. But the average used car, sticker shock, the average used car in America now is $29,000. Way, way, way up from just a couple of short years ago. Why? Because of the COVID, don't you know? Yeah, they say there's a supply chain shortage due to the chip shortages. Therefore, new cars can't come onto the market because they got to wait for chips. Therefore, used cars cost-wise skyrocketing. Is that an accident or intentional? Yeah, good question, huh? Quick pause. Brian, rest with me. Honest Money Report in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman welcomes Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com to the airwaves today. Brian Rust and family, over the past 50 years, has been working to educate customers about precious metals. What's the wise investment? Well, one of the greatest things Brian tells you that others don't is, hey, man, you got to take possession of your metal, because otherwise, when you need it most, you might not have it. You know what I'm talking about? RustCoinAndGift.com. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you this morning.
Hey, do you remember Jim Gaffigan, the comedian?
Yeah.
All right, guy's funny as heck. Here's what he says. When I die, they're going to discover that I've had COVID my whole life. That explains why I'm tired all the time. I dig
that's
it.
Good.
Jim Gaffigan's funny. Yeah, when I die, they're going to discover I've had COVID my whole life. That explains why I'm tired all the time.
That's great.
And it just goes to show that's how they do it on the back end, too. He didn't even know he had COVID his whole life. He just knew he was tired. It reminds me of that comedian that's like, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust with me. We're talking the Honest Money Report. Where's gold sitting, sir?
Gold is paper market right now is 18.0320.
0320. Okay.
That's down about $44 from last week. So it's
18.0320.
Correct. Silver is $23.
Even?
Yep.
All right.
That's down $1.45 from last week.
Wow. Everything is down. Yeah. But here's what's kind of fascinating to me. The dollar's not doing very well. And I mentioned this yesterday. The stock market's a tanking. The government has, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's called the Plunge Protection Team. And so the stock market has been melting down. It's been a rout, but the Plunge Protection Team from the government with unlimited fiat fake money has been propping it up. It reminds me of prop me up beside the jukebox when I die. I want to go to heaven. I just don't want to go tonight, says the country song. They're doing that to the stock market big time. And as a result, Brian, the Plunge Protection Team's hard at work trying to prop up the economy. But what's fascinating is the dollar tanks and inflation and stagflation and all this starts to happen. As the dollar goes down, gold and silver typically goes up. So I'm wondering about the paper commodities market and the Plunge Protection Team related to that. Because how does gold and silver go down while the dollar goes down? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, we're looking at backwards markets based to, you know, it irritates investors and has been for a while. And it's just nonsense. You know, these big, you know, if you look at what these big bankers are doing, they've been storing physical metal. Well, why would they do that? They're making tremendous amount of money on this paper game. And, well, the writing's on the wall. And if we get caught up in this, and it becomes very irritating as people put money in and they're trying to invest and so on, and they just don't see it climbing. Well, that's the game. I mean, the game is we're going to weed you out. We're going to weed you out of this game because we want you to rely on what we're deciding for you. Not so much what we're doing. You know, we have insider trading. We have all this other stuff that we can do. But what we want you to do is to rely on us because we're really going to take care of you. And it kind of sounds like me, you know, you have – Jesus Christ, the Savior, and his plan here, and you got the Satan on his plan. And Satan's plan was always to, yeah, just here, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to, you know, buy into my plan. It's kind of good. And then we kind of realize that plan kind of leads us down to hell. Well, that's kind of what their plan's doing, is leading us down to hell if we sit there and rely on them to kind of take care of us. That's why we need to take care of our own situation, be preparing ourselves in all aspects. Because that's peace of mind. And so I think that's important to realize that not to buy into that plan because it irritates us. Why is it going up? It should be going up. It's, you know, the stocks are going down. Okay, well, that's just to weed you out. You get frustrated. You be, no, I got to get out of this. It's not helping. Okay, well, yeah, you stay the course.
And what happens when they tempt you to get out is then prices fall further, then they jump in and clean up at your expense, don't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I mean that.
All right.
Yeah, the fiat currency is an irritating game, and as we can see, you know, as we go to the store and we look at all this stuff, you know, that it was $2.99 and now it's $3.99 and now it's $4.99, and well, that seems to be rising, and you know, and a lot of people can't, you know, when the money for the groceries is doubled and increases and so on, they just can't, you know, they have it's like a noose around their money, choking out the ability to sustain them, so it becomes stressful and scary. But you know, I think if we peace of mind basically is to tuck a little away and continue to tuck a little away and preparing as you can, I think so.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's an interesting headline I want to throw out to Brian, too, with regards to – oh, by the way, first off, before we get there, what about that rhodium, man? How's Kurt doing?
Rhodium's up $100, $17,750.
So, all right, so you got to have a lot of rhodium to make a bunch of money there right now.
Right. Palladium actually jumped 220 up, so that jumped up, but silver and gold have kind of dropped, so yeah, that paper game.
All right, there's the Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen, but we continue because the Fed now opens debate on digital currency. Do they really want to debate this with us, Brian? Yeah, the headline says the Federal Reserve issued a paper on the pros and cons, listen carefully, of a central bank-backed digital dollar. Okay? So they're not just debating digital currency. They're debating here the pros and cons of a central bank-backed digital dollar. And they say it's a first step that will, quote, kick off the discussion. And they say the Federal Reserve, I guess, took the first step towards a serious examination of a central bank digital currency. And they released a report on Thursday that examined the idea, Brian.
Huh. Yeah, that's interesting. What to think of that.
I told y'all that eventually they would jump in and control it all, Brian. I've been telling people that for a long time. I'm the don't dip your toe in the crypto guy because, well, you might get rich short term. You might get lucky. It might be like the gold rush. You might get that whiskey, women, and gold for a little bit. But day in and day out, it ain't there, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, it well, like you say, they're not going to just allow any of this game, this monetary game, not be out of their reach or a controlling aspect. So too much money in it. They've proven that. And so, yeah.
Now they say they opened the door to discuss the cost. They want open public comment. And they say this long-awaited report's really good. You want to know why? Because the Fed avoided taking sides, Brian.
Oh, neutral.
Yeah, and they set out a list of arguments, they say, for and against a digital currency. But then they pose questions that they say will, quote, shape the debate. And how do you not take sides but pose questions that will shape the debate, Brian?
That's right. Seems like you're kind of in control of the debate, aren't you? Aren't you?
I'm kind of stupid. We're not going to pick sides, but we're going to pose questions that control the shape of the debate. They say we look forward to engaging with the public. Yeah, they want to talk to a broad range of stakeholders, they say. Now, you a stakeholder, Brian?
No, but that's what we need. Maybe I better get in. Maybe.
Well, if you're not a stakeholder, we don't want to hear from you.
Well, man, I got to voice my opinion. I got to get into the game, don't I?
Well, you got to do more than that, buddy. You got to be a digital currency mogul to be a stakeholder. And in that, we want to hear from you. Otherwise, we don't even want to hear from you, Brian. They say as we examine the positive negatives of a central bank digital currency in the United States. Now, the whole push of the digital guys has been it's not centralized, Brian. Isn't that right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Now, all the digital currency guys, all the crypto guys are like, man, this is incredible. It's non-centralized. It's decentralized. Governments can't know, can't control it, can't. Now they want to debate. They don't want to pick sides. They just want you to know that we're talking about a central bank-controlled digital currency. And if you're a stakeholder, we want to discuss it with you. But the other side of that statement is if you're not, shut up and go away. Jerome H. Powell, the Fed chair, said in a statement, hey, we want to know about the centralized digital currency discussion. Now, that to me is controlling the debate big time. If we start out with a central bank-backed digital currency, I mean, I don't even know what we're debating anymore. Hold on. Brian Rust with me, RustCoinAndGift.com on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Who's next at the Supreme Court? White House spokesperson Jen Psaki won't say whether or not Biden would consider nominating Vice President Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court. Just under 2 years ago, candidate Biden said he would nominate a Supreme Court justice based on gender and skin color.
Again, I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists. And as we've stated earlier, and you heard the president say, there's a long history of Supreme Court justices determining when they may retire, if they retire, and announcing that. And we're going to, that remains the case today.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
One hospital says too bad for you if you're on a heart transplant list in the era of a pandemic.
A 31-year-old father has been removed from the heart transplant list at a Boston hospital because he will not submit to a COVID-19 shot. DJ Ferguson was first on the list to receive the transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but administrators removed him after he declined the shot. Tracy Ferguson, DJ's mom, saying,
"He's not an anti-vaxxer. He just wants proof that it's not going to cause further harm in an already compromised body."
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A report from the Chinese Foreign Ministry says China is demanding the United States end interference in the Beijing Winter Olympics. In an apparent reference to a diplomatic boycott imposed by Washington and some of our allies, Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the demands in a phone call with Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Thursday, Beijing time. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rest with me, restquittinggift.com. So it's kind of funny. It reminds me of how Mike Reagan, Ronald Reagan's son, used to do a talk show, and he always used to say, "I'm here and you're there." Oh, good thinking there, Mike. And so I'm Sam, and he's Brian, and you're you. I just want to make sure you knew all that, right? But you got to kind of get that straight in your mind. And the reason you got to get that straight in your mind, Brian, is because I'm telling you, this is topsy-turvy. So let me give you kind of a comparison. They say Mr. Powell, chairman of the Fed, had previewed that the report would be forthcoming in May 2021. So it's taken him almost a year to get this dude out. And they say central banks from Sweden and the Bahamas and China are experimenting with digital currency offerings right now, fueling concerns, they say, on Capitol Hill that the Fed might fall behind the competition. Now, let me just stop you there for a minute now. I don't understand this debate. The more words I hear from Powell and these other clowns, the more I don't understand. Let me give you a comparison. I'm going to use homeownership as the comparison. Hey, we want to have a debate about homeownership, Brian. And we want to have a debate about the federal government owning everybody's homes, but they'll partner with you. The government's name will be on the home and you'll be on the home. So it'll be central government homeownership in your name. And we only want to hear from homeowners about this discussion. And there you go. Should we talk about homeownership, Brian? It's like, what the heck? You were talking about the government owning my home and I have to have a home to even be in the debate. And when it gets all done, what? Yeah, they say breakneck innovation in the private sector. is what Joe Powell's talking about. They suggested that the Fed, they say, a key, quote, financial regulator needs to understand budding digital private payment technologies. Whoa, they may not be digital private payment technologies very long. They say central bank digital currency would basically be electronic cash, Brian.
Yeah, which is kind of what they're, aren't they pushing for, you know, basically that electronic monetary system, removing any kind of other currency.
Yeah, because then when we print the next $100 bill, Brian, it costs us two cents now to create a $100 bill, and so that's pretty expensive. What we're going to do is do the digital currency so that it costs us nothing.
Well, what about
those machines? Our costs are too high.
Those machines that run the digital, isn't that isn't there some cost to the?
All you got to do is get a government loan for that, Brian.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
I'll just basically digitally create the money that it takes to cover the cost of that. That's not really a problem, Brian.
It's all good.
Now check this out. They say while consumers already use digital currency or digital money when swiping a credit card or making online purchases, I want you to know, Brian, listen, that money is actually backed by the banking sector. So that's why I tell you don't dip your toe in the crypto. You got to understand, even when you do that, that money is backed by the banking sector already.
Right.
Now, a Fed version would be backed by America's central bank, just like a U.S. dollar bill.
Correct.
Now, can you understand what I just told you or not?
Yeah.
Because I can't.
I understand the fact that they, in order for them to have the control, they've got to get in the game, right? So is that why they want to join forces with those already looking into this, these other countries and these other central banks across the world? Well, they better be in a good spot so that they can talk the talk and actually control the walk, maybe. Maybe that's the key. We don't want to lose our power as far as the monetary system. We've got to have that control. Everybody else.
I understand that part. What I don't understand, though, is if they say that when I swipe a card, then it's backed by the central bank already. But then they say with regards to digital currency, we need to make sure that it's backed by the dollar as well, which means it's not right now, right? So what is it backed by, and where does that money come from, and who created it? See, how dumb am I, Brian?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't think you're dumb at all. I think it's a nice twist out there for us to
Yeah, Sam, if you just had a degree in economics, you could understand these complicated issues there, Sam. Problem is you're just redneck stupid. Think you know everything. There.
That's right.
Given the U.S. currency's dominant position in, quote, global finance, the Fed has been clear that it's moving slowly and carefully, Brian, as it weighs a digital dollar.
Yeah.
Careful, slow, cautious. They want to make sure to preserve wealth there, Brian. And officials, they say, have emphasized that they would not move forward without congressional approval.
Okay.
So you got to understand, they're obeying the law, Brian.
Yeah.
Now, what I don't understand is how is that obeying the law, though, to have a currency that's going to go from one fiat to another backed by fiat? So you're going to have a fiat backed by a fiat, right? But they're not going to do it without congressional approval because they don't want to break the law. But the law, the supreme law, says we can only use gold and silver, Brian.
Right. So they've been breaking the law all this time. So I guess we should believe the fact that they're going to just stay within the realms, which they haven't done for years. So, okay.
Yeah, understand. It's all making sense. They're not going to move forward, though, Brian, without approval from Congress. And they say without clear support from the executive branch as well, Brian.
Yeah, and if they don't quite get it, they're going to make sure they've got it or something to that effect.
Well, kind of. That's kind of until you read the next sentence, Brian. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Let's.
They say ideally, in the form of a specific authorizing law. That's what the report noted. So it's not for sure they're going to do it based on the law. That would be ideal.
Oh, okay.
See, but if Congress and the president are too stupid to go along, and the world's leaving us behind, then we may just be forced to preserve the strength of the global dollar to jump in anyway, Brian. After all,
right.
We're independent, don't you know? We're not going to make this political. We're independent, by golly, and we don't want to get left behind, you see. So ideally, it would be the proper way. But if not, then, well, researchers from the central bank outlined how a digital currency could offer benefits and entail risks, such as a currency, they say, could provide a safe digital payment option for households and businesses as the payment system continues to evolve, Brian.
Okay, well, now you're painting a beautiful picture, Sam.
You ready to dip your toe into crypto, bro?
I might have to get in the game. Yeah, otherwise I'm going to miss the meeting.
You want to know the cool part? This may result in faster payment options between countries, Brian.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, let me ask you about the other side, though. If they don't kind of like where I'm at or something like that, is there a possibility that they can push a button and kind of wipe out my account or lock it down? Or
no, never, Brian.
Okay, so that would be dishonest on that side.
Absolutely, okay. Unless it was a necessity.
Okay. Unless I'm some kind of a terrorist or something. Or
Well, a domestic threat. I mean, you went to your school board told them you weren't happy, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, if you're off the rails like that and you're a criminal, then, well, we got to stop criminals, Brian. Now, they say this could bring up policy questions.
Okay.
You have any policy questions yet, sir? Because we're in this debate now.
I've got a lot of policy questions I'm not quite sure about. So.
Yeah, they say this about its effects on the financial sector. That's one question, the effects on the financial sector. Imagine a question like that, Brian. We're going to do a digital currency. We want to know the effects on the financial sector. What are you talking about? It's going to have mammoth effect. Then they say this. They also want to know about the costs and the availability of credit, Brian.
Oh, so we can get some credit, maybe.
Darn right, buddy. We can create digital credit for you, my friend. We'll create it out of nothing. Then we'll go ahead and lend it to you at high value, high dollar. We'll charge interest. It'll be phenomenal. And they say, but they also got to worry about the safety and stability of the financial system is one of those questions, too. Not to mention the efficacy of monetary policy. The Fed paper also seemed to slam the door on some possibilities. I'll tell you about those in a second, Brian. You ready for this debate?
All right. Sure.
I know you haven't said much, but you're not a crypto guy, so you don't get to talk. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yeah, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, Sam Bushman talking about this. Fed opens debate on digital currency, ladies and gentlemen, but I say their dishonest as all get out. We're talking about a central bank-controlled digital currency, and we only want to hear from those who are actually invested in the currency already. Now they say, hey, we want to jettison this idea, shut down this idea. So we're not really debating or picking sides, but we're going to tell you it's central controlled. It's Federal Reserve. We only want to hear from certain people in the debate. Now they say this. They want to shut down the idea, Brian, that a central bank digital currency could be created alongside consumer bank accounts at the Fed. See, they don't want to do that. Okay, well, then I don't understand, what would they do, Brian, if they don't do that? Can you help me with that?
Well, I'm trying to wrap my arms around it here a little bit. I'm not really sure, but
you're not ready for the debate, are you, Brian?
We've
been working at it for a year and wrote our paper, and now you're brought into the debate here, and you're kind of caught flat-footed. I wonder why.
I'm trying to wrap my arms around it.
Yeah, they say this is something that Democrats and prior institutions have kind of advocated for, but no, we're not doing that, okay? Now, the law behind the Fed, they say, does not authorize, quote, direct Federal Reserve accounts for individuals, okay? So you can't have a direct Federal Reserve account, Brian.
Oh, we're not part of the team.
Well, you are. You just can't have a direct Federal Reserve account, my friend.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because the problem with that, don't you, Brian? You know the big problem with that, why they won't do it?
Why won't they do it?
They're looking out for you, bro. Because it would create a significant expansion of the central bank's role, the paper said. They're not going to do that. They're not trying to take power, Brian.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah, such accounts that need to be operated by banks and other service providers.
Absolutely.
So they just want you to know in this debate, buddy, they're not taking any more power, okay?
They're smart. They're really kind of smart. They don't want, okay. Yeah,
no more power.
Rely on them.
Because the deception is we have all the power already anyway, so we don't need to take any more from you, Brian.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Good point.
They say commercial banks, for their part, have been worried that the creation of a, quote, central bank digital currency and what they call a Fed account could take away their deposit base and upend their business model, Brian.
Oh.
Fed's not going to do that to you, sir.
Right, right.
Yeah, the paper might not address all their concerns, but it'll calm worries. Yeah, we can create a digital currency that'll mitigate the disruption of the banking system as it currently stands, Brian. Now, I thought the whole goal of the digital currency guys was to disrupt that, Brian. isn't that what they always say the whole goal was and is to the digital currency craze in the first place?
Isn't it a bait and switch or something, huh? We thought that was...
Yeah, Sam Bushman, dumber than a doornail, man, just going into this debate all redneck and clueless. But every single thing, Brian, that the digital currency people claim their goal is circumvented by this, quote, Fed jumping into the mix, creating this debate, setting the stage, laying out the parameters. We're going to keep the Federal Reserve in charge. We're going to go ahead and protect your private sector, making them feel like the banks are in charge. So we're going to let downstream clowns make plenty of cash. We're going to do the digital currency centralized when the whole goal was decentralization. We're going to go ahead and back it, but we're not going to give you bank accounts directly. We're going to leave the middlemen in place. And we're going to go ahead and, most importantly, well, we got to be the king in this digital currency. So we're being patient as we let everybody else kind of try and fail and, you know, skin their knees and make the mistakes along the way. Let those other countries do that. And then we'll sweep in on the back end and do it perfectly, Brian. But understand, we're only going to do it through Congress and the executive branch. That would be ideal, but we're going to do it anyway if we have to, because we're the digital dollar, quote, king. We're the master currency globally around the world. And so we have to, Brian. It's a matter of, well, it's the only moral thing to do, Brian. National security. That's
oh,
right.
Is that? Seems like they're holding all the cards. Isn't that? That I guess
right,
that's
now, would
the way
you like
game.
To say something in this debate, Brian?
Well, I don't know what to say now. They hold all the cards. Okay, I guess.
We don't really hold all the cards, Brian. We're opening the discussion. We want to hear from the public.
Well, okay, but it seems like they've got, isn't it a power thing? Don't they continue to hold the, they don't want to make, you know, let us make mistakes, but they're going to, yeah, okay.
Is there a digital currency, Brian, completely backed by constitutional currency?
What's that?
Is there a digital currency anywhere 100% backed by constitutional currency?
Not that I know of.
The only thing I know is that the United Precious Metals Association has what's called liquid gold, and they do have some kind of a digital way to represent dollars backed by money. Whether it's 100% of the details, to which I don't know, and how far it goes along the blockchain of crypto and some of these things, I don't know. But that's the only anecdote that has a prayer to be real. In other words, to have the modern ability to buy and sell and trade and online and do business everywhere in this digital world we live in, but yet have some modicum of reality-based currency, Brian. It's the only thing we have left except for taking specific physical possession ourselves of the metals. That might be the closest thing we could get to. If we're going to have a debate about that, I would say if the digital currencies are backed by, you know, money and by the U.S. dollar or whatever other currency, I would like to back one by gold and silver. Even though you're not taking possession, it would at least have a modicum of honesty, or to some degree have a chance or a prayer of, as long as you made it truly backed, it might be the next best thing, right?
It's possible. The problem I've seen over the years, and I've seen some of these depositories, you deposited in here or so on. Now, it's not maybe like an account type, it's like a bank account. But if the physical is put in somewhere and it's held in the depository, I've just seen too many times of now it's here and now it's not. And so that's my biggest issue is the fact of, okay, if you have it in your own possession, you're not relying on somebody, you don't have to call somebody else to pull out that, you don't, you know, you're relying on somebody else to come up with your stuff when you need it at that given time, as well as everybody else is calling as well. I don't know if I'm the fan, because I've seen where they've closed these depositories, everything that, what they thought was there is no longer there. Greed or whatever causes the fact of somebody shutting it down and taking whatever possessions there were. But I'm, you know, if we have it in our hand, we walk down the street, we make a trade, you know, you've got this, I've got this, let's make a deal. So that's what I've seen that seems to work the best. So
no, you just burst my bubble, Brian.
Sorry,
man. I thought I was on to something cool, man.
Well,
you're telling me that if it's going to be real, it's got to be real. And if it's going to be asset-based, it's got to actually have assets to it and stuff like that. You're just, man, now what do I do?
Yeah, sorry. Well, you pick yourself up.
Brian wants real money to be real. Listen to this guy. I mean, come on. How am I going to scam the system like that?
Yeah.
How am I going to rip you off with that kind of a deal?
Right. I don't want to be ripped off.
Oh, I just was trying to set you up for the fall. See, that's the point that we're getting at, ladies and gentlemen. I agree with Brian completely. This is a little bit of a fun way to approach this debate in reality. Look, you cannot translate it to digital because if you do and you don't have possession of the metal, you don't know if they've got it lockstep value for value. You don't know if they're just fractionalizing, hey, I got an ounce of gold here worth $2,000, but I'm going to lend out $10,000, or I'm going to have $10,000 rallying around that in, quote, the digital world. You don't know if they've got the relationship locked down. You also don't know if they have actual possession of the gold they claim or silver they claim they have, and you can never know unless you audit it literally every second. You can't know. Therefore, the potential always is, well, I know we told you we were backed. I know we told you we were FDIC or whatever insured by the taxpayers, you know, bent over the barrel by a government gun. I understand. But, see, there's no way to insure that. The only way is if you really have real asset for asset in your hand all the time. In other words, honest weights and measures is how the Bible puts it, Brian. There right. is no other way, sir.
No, that's exactly right. And that's kind of the game that's being played and has been played for years. I mean, we don't have the trust in our leaders. You know, oh, Fort Knox, it's holding all this. We backed our money. We're, you know, it's like we balanced our budgets. There's no balance in the budget. We don't have any trust. We don't, in my opinion, we don't have anything at Fort Knox. And, you know, that's this game that they continue to play. But, hey, trust us. You can trust us. Well, look where we're at right now in trusting you. So, I mean, it's just a mess. So
I got good news, Brian. That's the game.
What's that?
If you go for this digital currency plan, my friend, I can save you 15% on your car insurance.
Well, now you're talking.
see what matters, Brian.
I love it. Yes, I got it now. All right.
Just saying, what an interesting proposal for a debate by the government. Isn't it typical of government, ladies and gentlemen, to hold all the cards, create this pretend assumption of really discussing and listening and, you know, open dialogue. But yet, when they really lay it all out, there's nothing to debate. The fact is they're going to, by hook or by crook, have a digital, centralized, controlled currency that's going to mirror the dollar so that they remain dominant globally. And they're not going to take no for an answer, sir. You got that? Now sit down, shut up. It's coming. Now you can either vote right. for it, or you can go kicking and screaming, don't care, would like it. Ideally, you would vote for it, Brian, okay?
Right.
See, it's that kind of a debate that the federal government has just opened on digital currency. Why do I say that? Because every single tenant of the digital currency, folks, now would be destroyed. Government can't access it. It's a blockchain that's decentralized. But if the government controls it, you won't be able to see every entry. You won't be able to see how they put money into the system. How do they propose to put money into the system? Right now, you got to bit mine it with your computer in some way or whatever. How would they propose to insert money into the system? They'd be the only ones to add new money to the system, right, Ryan?
Amen.
That's central control,
you got it.
See? Every tenant of the digital currency proponents would be violated in this plan. So let's have a debate
about that.
Then everybody says, no, we don't think that's good. We're not doing that. And then the government says, well, yes, you are.
Well, as long as I can save 15% on my car insurance, I'm in.
Brian, thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want an honest money
awesome.
Advocate, Brian Rust is your man. RustKlenig.com. Godspeed, sir. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Pete Sepp on your radio, and then a surprise guest. For the second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, God save the Republic.